Just a little disclaimer before we begin part two. Tonight we tried manually mixing, and I discovered that I suck at manually mixing three people's critiques all together. So the mixing in this section isn't very good, but you're gonna have to deal with it if you want to listen to the rest of it and the results. But you see, I'm saying this in a very happy way, so that kind of makes it better. Right? Right. Anyways, next up is Mega Dizzy.
Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I memorize their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them, but part of them. And out there, living in the sun, give me one day out there. All I ask is one to hold forever out there, where they all live on, where what I'd give, what I'd dare, just to live one day out there.
That was Mega Dizzy singing Out There from Hunchback. I'm surprised it took us this long to get a Hunchback song, because Hunchback is pretty popular.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, I wasn't a big fan of this. There was some kind of odd quality going on with your microphone, where, like, the quality was shifting. I don't know. It might have been caused by potentially a noise reduction. I couldn't really tell, because, like, there was some times when your voice was clearer than others, and I didn't really know if that was, like, between takes that you had done. You were, like, cutting takes together, because there were a couple of points where I felt like you had gone, like...
Mouse clicks.
Yeah, I heard a couple of mouse clicks in there, too. There was a couple of points when it kind of sounded like you went from, like, one take when you were singing, and it wasn't a very flawless or seamless transition into continuing on into another take that you were doing. There was a couple spots like that. I felt this was really nasal. Like, you were singing a lot through your nose, and... Not so much like a nasal sound, but I don't know how to describe it, like, this mumbly sound where there's just too much of it coming through your nose. Like, it's not all coming through there, and it wasn't all the time, but there were some certain spots, especially, like, on the out there's, it got really, so bad that there were points when I couldn't even make out some of the words you were saying. Like, you lost a lot of your diction when you were putting it through your nose like that. And there just really wasn't any excitement in this. Like, the song is supposed to be so hopeful and exciting because Quasimodo's so excited that one day he's actually going to be, he's going to do it. He's going to get out of this place that he's lived his whole life in a prison. And he's going to go out there and he's going to hang out with the people. And he's going to hang out with that girl reading a book below, which is actually a Belle cameo in that movie. If you haven't seen it, go rewatch it because it's awesome. That's the truth. There is a Belle cameo scene in the movie.
Yes, I've seen it.
It's really exciting. I was like, oh, he's gonna read books with that girl down there and hang out with all the Miller and the Weaver and their wives and all that stuff. And I just didn't feel any of that here. It just was a bit of a flat performance. I liked your voice in the times when you were not singing through your nose. Like, I liked it, but then you were way too much through your nose, and I'm sorry. I did not like it. It was definitely not one of the best performances of the night so far. I'm sorry. Jeffers?
Okay. When I opened the file, I was like, oh, I was actually really surprised you picked it, because I wouldn't have expected it coming from you, Mega Dizzy, so I was kind of like, oh, okay, this is going to be interesting. I think for me, the biggest thing was it needed more energy. Like, in the song, it kind of builds up where he's, like, really seeing out, like, he's I can't remember the how it was in the movie, but like he's like in a window or something, and he's like la 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 at the end, like outside. So like I didn't feel like you really built it as much as you should have for this song. So yeah, you needed more energy. I thought the first half was pretty good, but then when you hit the line "day out there," it started getting shaky for me. Like pitch wise, it started sounding a little pitchy. Yeah, again, besides being shaky, I needed more energy in the second half from you. And I've heard you before and sing it, so I know you can do better. But this wasn't so good for you, Dizzy. Zelina?
Thank you for cueing me. All right. yay. It was very pitchy for me. I have to agree with Ambi, it wasn't one of my favorites for the night. There's the last out there that's still echoing in my head. I'm sorry, but it was really bad. You did need a lot more energy. This is an I Hope song, so it should be building. It's not one of those just sailing through songs. You have to build the song because that's the point of it. I have mouse clicks. The mic seemed tinny.
Although, for benefit of the doubt, when I've heard him in the past, it does sound better with music, so okay. Just a little side note there.
Alright.
Like, the quality, like, is but this,
yeah, this is
the quality that his mic usually is?
I don't remember.
Because my... Go ahead, Jefferson.
And sing it, like, going back to sing it season 8, I remember Dylan's making a comment on his quality, but I don't remember the quality being an actual problem once he's kicked in with music. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking it was the same mic, and it just, with the music, it kind of covered it up, but I'm mm-hmm. not sure.
Which is how my mic works as well, yeah.
Yeah, I want to say that music will help the quality a lot, but yeah, I'm not quite sure okay. on that.
I think this is also a main problem of song choice. So maybe reconsider the upbeat, downbeat, styling, if you plan to resubmit, if you don't make it through tonight. And that's all I have.
I'm done.
I'm done.
Done?
Done.
Coming up next is... Saigo. Or is it Saigo? I think it's Saigo. Oh, who knows? Hey, I rhymed a little. Anyways, take it away.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. There's wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter, take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day, out in the sun, they slave away, while we're devoting full time to floating under the sea.
Okay, so that was Saigo, or Saigo, I'm not sure which one it is. So
I have no idea either, so I can't help you.
I think it's Saigo. My Japanese class
My Japanese background is kind of going Saigo, Saigo. But then again, it could be Saigo, too.
Saigo anyway. Instead of Saigo. Saigo.
Okay, so Saigo.
Whoa!
I just knocked over my mic. I just clapped, and if anyone doesn't know, right now my mic is broken because I have a Logitech mic, and I broke it twice last week, so I glued it back together, but I dropped it yesterday, so AMB. It's currently broken, and it's like hanging on the base, so yeah, I knocked it down.
I'm laughing more at the fact that I actually did the dolphin cry just now that Dylan demanded for every episode that didn't even mean to do it, and it still happened. That was not my snort. That was Zelina that just snorted. Like, it was her snort last night.
So you're the dolphin and I'm the snorter. Great.
The dolphin and the babe. I don't know.
I don't feel left out at all.
If you want to help Jeffers with this predicament, donate money to the Jeffers
no.
Fund.
Yes, please. Let's just go on with their critique.
Okay, getting back to it.
Sorry.
Saigo.
Sorry.
You sang Under the Sea, which I like. It's one of my favorite songs, but I wasn't really a fan of this, to be honest. I felt like the first half was pretty pitchy and on the flat side. I thought in general your singing was pretty nasally, and you needed more breath support, so try and breathe deeper and exhale more air. I think that'll give you more power, and because I also put down you needed more energy, because this is a kind of fun, bouncy, energetic song, and I didn't get that kind of feel from it, so yeah, I need more energy from you.
Someone's
laughing behind me. I'm trying to be serious here and give a legit critique, and they're just like laughing in the background.
A bird.
It's the
first
birds.
The frogs, now the birds. You and your Hawaiian-ness.
I'm not done yet. Can you at least interrupt me after or
okay.
something?
Fine.
Go away! Stop interrupting me! Go away!
Awesome. Should we pause? That was so
I'm weird. Gonna need some rehab after this. Where was I now?
You were being serious.
I thought when the chorus started, I liked that part better because you were generally more on key. But I didn't really like this very much. Zelina?
Okay. I'm getting composure here. Was it me or was his mic quality low?
It sounded really quiet. I couldn't tell if it was him singing quietly or if the mic's volume was just down too low.
It sounded more like it was a mic thing rather than him. I mean, it could have been both.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds more like that. I have needs a lot more energy because this is a very energetic song. It's like calypso and all this fancy dancing.
So
it needs a lot more. So yeah, it needs a lot more energy. Some notes were held too long, and a lot of your Under the Seas were pitchy. Like the actual phrase "Under the Sea" was really pitchy, and that's all I really have. Ambi.
You almost forgot to pass to me. Yeah. I felt I think the problem here was I think you started off flat, like a half a step down, and you just stayed, like you started on the wrong pitch, and you just stayed on that pitch, the incorrect pitch the entire time. So then it made the entire thing flat. And I have basically the same notes that everyone else did, was, you know, it was a little too quiet. I couldn't tell if it was you being quiet, like whispering into the microphone, or if it was your mic, like the input on the mic volume turned down too low, and there was just no energy. For such an energetic song, the energy was really lacking. For what it needed to be, it wasn't for this song. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was slightly nasal, not as nasal as... like, would have been bad. Like, I think, was it Jeffers that mentioned being nasal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was slightly nasal. It wasn't so nasal that it was distracting me, but it was slightly nasal.
Yeah, like, it was there. You can hear it.
But, just like we can hear the bird behind Jeffers.
I don't hear any birds, but that's... Oh, no, I just heard one. Okay, never mind.
Damn birds.
You make me want to be, like, in, like, the tropical oasis that is Hawaii. I'm sad, because I'm not...
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for making me sad, Jeffers. I'm done.
You're welcome.
Done.
Done.
I'm done.
Last one for the night in this short episode, we have Tiana Shi, take number 3.
There's far too much to take in here. More to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless rounds. It's a circle of life, and it moves us all through despair and hope, through faith and love, till we find our place on the path unwinding in the circle. The circle of life.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Tiana He and. I'm gonna kill that bird. Okay.
First we had frogs. All right. Then we had birds. Now I've got squeaky toy dogs. Oh, Jeffers. You provide all the sound effects for this show.
That's right. No mixing required.
Oh, that's true. Okay. So, I would like to start off saying this is Tiana's third take in her final, unless she plans to do the special round.
Bum, bum, bum.
With Circle of Life. Her original two songs were Small World and A Whole New World.
It was a very Disney, Lion King filled night tonight.
It was. Yeah,
like half the submissions were Lion King.
The starter and the ender.
Mm-hmm. Were both. And someone in the middle, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, never mind.
No, so. There were only two. But the opening song and the ending song were the exact same song.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice that. And her two original songs both have the word world in it.
And this is all about being part of the world together.
Circle of life.
I like the theme of her choices, though. Okay, so, last episode, we said you've been choosing songs out of your range, and perhaps go to alto. And I love your comment in the thread. You said you asked for an alto piece, so you'll get an alto piece. And we love that you're taking our critiques and you're listening to them. I think you went a little too alto in the intro to this song because it was really deep, and you also did that throughout the song in some parts. But you did have some better parts of the song, I will say. Move Us All was pitchy. There was one word that made me laugh because it wasn't enunciated correctly. I know it was supposed to be hope, but it sounded like hope.
I didn't get that.
I'm sorry. How old are you now?
Well, your mind is in the gutter, Zelina.
It's an enunciating thing. One riff was bad. I can't remember which part it was. Overall, the song was a little flat. It still needed a lot more energy, but I think you're improving and you're listening to our critiques, which I think is a really good thing. And now I pass it on to Ambie.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought this was, you took our alto note and you went like alto to the max on it. But that's my first note, was alto to the max. I just felt that you took us a little too literal with it, but it was still good. Like, I like the fact, the thing I actually liked about it was the fact that if I didn't know that it was the same person that had sung the first two songs, I never would have thought that this was the same person. Like, it sounded like someone completely different, which right. I liked in a way, because I like when people show that they can do things differently and do them well. And I think that's what this show tonight was, that you can do something different and you can do it well. I think you went, like I said, a little too far on the alto. Like, if you had pulled back a little bit, like, if it felt like you were pushing yourself to go deeper than you needed to go to. Like, I felt like if you had pulled back a little bit and just done more of a natural alto than actually, like, pushing yourself to be, like, super-duper alto, low, 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 yeah. I think it would have been fine the entire time. But that first part, it definitely got our attention. So if that's what you were, like, trying to do was get our attention, that you're listening, you did a really good job of that, because it definitely got our attention when we first turned. I was like, whoa, alto. But overall, I think that you've done a good job, and you've definitely proven to us that you listen to what we say. Because you've taken...
And you're very determined.
Yeah, and you're determined. You've taken every single note that we have given you between the different songs, like from the first one to the second one, you took all of our notes. From the second one to this one, you took all of our notes. And that really is impressive, because, yeah, not some people just don't listen, and it really impresses me that you listen. And good job for that, and that makes me really happy. Yes. To Jeffers we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but besides listening to our critiques, I'm just, like, really... Well, not really surprised, but, like, I'm really appreciative of how dedicated you are to this project. I mean, she has made the first 3 episodes in a row.
Oh, my God, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
And I don't know about them, but I had just posted episode 2 on VH, like, at 12-something last night. So she did this recording, like, the moment she got on, because I got it in the morning. So... Good job, Gianna. Like, I really applaud you for your dedication and how much you really want to be in this, so that's good. So, moving on to your song. I still think you have a good tone and you have a good voice. The beginning sounded a little low for you, like the other two said. I can't remember in the other two songs if you did it, but this song sounded very round to me, if you know what I'm saying. Like, her O's and her vowels were very round.
Was she the one that we gave the rounded notes?
I don't remember.
We gave rounded notes to somebody, but I don't remember who we gave the rounded notes.
It felt really round to me, which it's just kind of like an observation. Like Zelina said, the run in the middle was kind of pitchy at times. It sounded really shaky, so try and, I guess, power it up a bit. But other than that, I liked it. Good job.
I will say one last thing. While this was a better song choice for you, I think the fact that you went 2-2-2 alto makes it sound like it's not, but if you just stick more to your natural alto range rather than really pushing to contra alto, you will be doing a lot better, I'm sorry. But yeah, just keep your energy up, stick to your natural alto, don't really push it. But this is an improvement.
Don't go too far. But don't work to extremes. Don't go to extremes. Because this was definitely, you went from one extreme to another, basically. And you need to find that middle ground between the two extremes. Because that's where you belong, is in that middle ground between them. And you just kind of skipped over the middle ground. So take it a step back from where you are tonight, but a step further from where you were last night. And that's, like, the perfect zone right in there. Find that zone.
And actually,
find
I would like to also add, I would like to actually hear you do an upbeat song. I know Small World is somewhat upbeat, but I want an actual upbeat, like, energy and upbeat. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you did upbeat. Small World, and Small World is an upbeat song, but you didn't perform it like it was an upbeat song.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we want to hear some upbeat from you in the future. If you get through, but we kind of already talked about the results before, because we're just going to go right into the results right now, because we're all pretty much, this is the first time the three of us have been in complete agreement on the on everything, like, from first person to last person. We talked a little bit about it before we started this critique, because we just, like, we were all in complete... We all agreed tonight, which is really odd that it took us 3 episodes to all agree.
And it's
so,
3 people agreeing on 6 different voices.
Yeah, like, we had the exact... Like, usually, like, we have, like, similar order in the beginning, and then, like, it gets kind of weird in the middle and the end. But this was literally... We all had the exact same order from first to the bottom. Like, so... It kind of makes picking tonight a little, like... Because, like, we all know, like... Like, between us, it's like, so it's not really like you're surprising each other, so we just know. So we're just going to go into it. We're going to make these results.
But it's surprising for them, though.
It's surprising for them because they don't know what we're doing here. So before, we're just going to go right into it. So first pick of the night goes to me, and it is going to... My DAC pack buddy, Omi Pride!
Omi Pride, you are safe.
Go Animal Kingdom!
Good job!
I did not pick you because we worked in the same park together. You really were good. So don't think that you buttered me up. You really were good tonight. So moving on to Jeffers. effect.
Okay, so my save for the night is going to be dun 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 dun. Turtle. OMG, Aqua Turtle, you are safe. And this has nothing to do with your extremely long email that confused the heck out of me. Just saying.
Email. Okay.
Do you want the email after this? I'll send you the email.
I want Dylan's email to read.
And our last
pick. To get back in for Glee Week.
Our last pick goes to Zelina.
Okay, so I get to pick the last entry for passing in this round. And I'm trying to build suspense, but I think I'm sucking at it.
You need the birds. There's no frogs tonight.
Yeah, like, they stopped as soon as we got to, like, the suspenseful part. They all stopped. I'll do the dolphin noise. There, go.
Just for you, Dylan.
That was for you, Dylan.
And our last pick for the night. Drum roll, please. Okay.
That was bad.
Tiana, you are safe. Congratulations, your hard work.
Good job, Tiana.
Got you through for tonight. So, don't let us down.
Hard work pays off. Good job, Tiana. Hard work pays off. Mm-hmm. So then tonight, the three people going through, just to reiterate, are Omi Pride, Oh My God Awkward Turtle, OMG Awkward Turtle. I read it as Oh My God Awkward Turtle, and Tiana Shi.
So for
Sago,
Mega Dizzy,
and Paramore
23.
I don't have the whole name written down on my list.
Paramore 23.
Thank you.
Good job.
But please resubmit. This was all your first try, so you still have two more tries each, as well as the last chance round after auditions are over to resubmit. Mm-hmm. So please do. We definitely want to hear from you all again. And congratulations to those going through tonight.
Congrats.
And I think we're done.
Right.
And that's the episode.
Have a good night, I think. Yeah. Ooh. Woo!
Peace, y'all.
And stopping.